I want you to open your Bibles, if you will, to Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. That's what our theme is today. It's pressing towards the mark. If you can raise your hand, and the devil hates this when you lift your Bible and especially open the pages, because he knows, oh my gosh, they're going to read the Word again. So Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through to 14. I'm going to read from the John Maxwell Leadership Bible. It's the New King James Version. I saw one lady come in this morning with an inspirational Bible. I thought all Bibles were inspiration. And if you have the Amplified, of course, it's a little bit louder. And then the NIV is the naturally inspired version, but I'm reading from the New King James, which says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also has laid hold of me. Brethren or friends, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Whew, what a powerful scripture. And we read so much in the New Testament about Paul, and he talked about physical fitness, and so... That's where I'm going this morning, and to share with you about the Word of God, because you know it's the Word of God that changes our lives. A youth pastor said one time, when a child of God looks into the Word of God and sees the Son of God, he's changed. Duh. Because it's the Word of God that changes us, and praise God for our testimony, but it's the Word of God, when we open that, that will convict our heart. And that's where I want to go this morning. A couple of more infomercials. Tyler, you did an awesome job. By the way, the Gideons are free, but if you want to make $390 payments, that's fine. It'll go for the purchase and placement of Scripture. We have a Gideon banquet coming up. We haven't done banquets in Toronto for a long time. This one's going to be in Markham. There'll be a nice, they say think pink. So we'll have a banquet poster put up in your alcove there. And we're going to celebrate the 1 billionth Scripture that the Gideons placed. 2 years ago, the Gideons placed their 1 billionth Scripture. It actually happened on the 10th of September, and we all know what happened the 11th of September. And a year ago, the Gideons had the privilege to present George Bush with a commemorative Bible of the 1 billionth Scripture that the Gideons had placed. So we're so thankful for that, and of course, my role in the Gideons is membership, and I guess you could say I'm a Christian headhunter. And we'd love to have, you only have 9 Gideons in this church and their wives, but you can always use more, so I just put that in. So I just thank you for that. The Living Bible talks about Philippians chapter 3, says, "I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us upward to heaven because of what Christ Jesus has done for me." I'm going to talk very, very shortly this morning, 3 quick points. The first one will be press, the second one will be toward, and the third one will be the goal. So point number 1 is I press or strain. Have you ever thought about why Paul wrote chapters, 60 to 65 A.D., and how he was referring about the race and pressing and forgetting what's behind you? I promoted him to pastor, but I asked Lloyd this morning, how come you're in such good shape? He says, I play hockey. See, sometimes you see, I was also thinking that sometimes in Christian, women go through menopause. I don't know what men go through, but when they get to be 50 or 55 or 60, they kind of get this change in life, and they want to get fit or they want to do other things. And we need to be in good shape as Christians. You see, we got too many Christians that are fat. We need to be fat, faithful, available, and teachable. Amen? So in point number 1 is if press or strain. This scripture is very part of my heart. You see, I run. And what happened was I used to be in the RCMP. I went through the Holy Ground in Swift Current, Saskatchewan, and I got saved in April of 1977. I got saved through a home group. And what happened was the Lord got hold of me, and then my background, I had an alcohol background and a bunch of other stupid things. But what happened was when I got saved, the first thing that happened to me after I quit drinking was I quit swearing. And the reason I say that is, for us as believers, we need to have a testimony for Christ that people can see. And as we grow, and as what Paul talks about here is in the pressing or straining, that we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling. We're pressing towards, because I really believe we're in the end times right now. I mean, there's no doubt about what's going on, and you know, there are men and women of God that deal in end-time prophecy. All I know is we'll keep prophesying that Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. So when I talk about pressing, I used to run marathons. I did 6 of them, finished 4, went to Boston, I didn't finish, but I'm still running. You see, I got promoted, got transferred to Ottawa, and in Ottawa, I didn't know what to do at lunchtime. Most guys just played cribbage or went down to the cafeteria. I said, man, if I go down there, all I'm going to do is get fat. So I began to run, and I've continued to run since the 20th of August, 1980, and friends, I just need 470 more miles, and I'll have run around the world. And that's a testimony to Jesus, because he's kept me injury-free, always wore good shoes, running shoes. So I can relate here to what the Gideons and what Paul talked about pressing, because if you've been on mission trips, and I know our Gideons, when they go out there to give out the Word of God, they will come around and they'll press around them to get the Word of God. And that's why I'm so thankful for the church here and the relationship with the Gideons to provide scriptures. Point number 2 is, talks about towards. Friends, Jesus, as I say, his return is so soon. I'd mentioned briefly before about the Gideons and giving their 1 billionth scripture out. And what happened was, prior to September the 11th, the Gideons, 3 years prior to that, had made a decision that they were going to do what they call a Bible blitz. And a Bible blitz is where you go into a city and you go into the prisons, you go into the schools, you go into the hospitals, the doctors, anywhere that you can put testimonies, the colleges and that. And they'd made a decision to do the city of New York. 2 years before that, they picked the date, and then a year before that, they made a decision, and they changed the date. Because the date would have been, if they'd have stayed on the same date, would have been the very same week of September the 11th. But the Gideons were there a week after, and they gave out hundreds and hundreds of testaments to people, to emergency workers. You know, as a former retired policeman, it's very hard often to give a testament to a policeman. But God gives us other creative ideas. One of the things he gave me was a track. It says, don't be a cop-out. You know, with kids, if you say don't, they will. If people you say don't, they will. So this little track, and I went through my first batch of 10,000, and I'm on my second run of 10,000. But it's a creative idea, because what happens is, because I travel, and you know, as you travel, if you get on a plane in Toronto, you go to Vancouver, at some point you're going to have to go to the bathroom. I mean, Christians burp and do other things, right? So what happens is, the creativity that God gave me is that when you go into the bathroom and you're done your business, pull out about 4 feet of toilet paper, put in a track, and just backtrack it for the next person to come in. So what I'm saying here is that God will give you creativity as you press towards the mark and strain. John Akawana went to the 1968 Olympics in Mexico. He was representing his country of Tanzania. He had started off with all the rest of the runners, and during the race he fell. And he was cut, and he was all badly bruised. But he made a decision, and he began, and he got up. And he continued, and he continued, and he continued. And we couldn't run, but he walked. Late in the evening, John Akawana staggered into the Mexico City Olympics. Very few people there. It was dark. And he crossed the finish line, and they called it the greatest last place finish ever. And a reporter had gone up to John after and said, John, why didn't you quit? He said, sir, he said, my country sent me here to finish the race, not to start it. And friends, that's about us. And you know people that have probably been in this church that started well, but for some reason left. And that's the reason with us as believers, that we are to press towards the mark. I love John Maxwell and his material, and I heard a testimony that he talked about, a pastor. John Maxwell was having lunch with a pastor one day, and the other pastor he was having lunch with said to him, I just did a funeral 2 weeks ago of a pastor that committed suicide. He had committed suicide because he got involved in sexual immorality. He got involved in some financial things that were not of God. And the pastor said to John Maxwell, he says, I had to do the funeral. So he said, What could I do? What could I say about this man? What he did, he held up a little card. And he said, are we going to remember this man of God for the 99% good that he did? Or are we going to remember the 1% bad that he did? Friends, that's so important. That we're to love the body. We're to love people. I mean, you've got brand new houses that are going to go in all around this church. Those people, most of them probably won't know Jesus. And you have been called to mark them. I've been called to mark them, to reach people. Your neighbors know that you go to church 3-4 times a week, probably twice on Sunday. And have you made an impact on your neighbors with the gospel? Story that I want to share is about a guy named Mike. And we live over in Woodglen Way, and about two doors down from us is a guy that I began to build a relationship about a year and a half ago. The first relationship I began with Mike, the condominium development that we live in, I turned the water on and I sprayed his car all with water. He just washed it. He was just furious. The swearing was coming out. That's fine. He didn't know Jesus. So I went and I wiped down his car. We began to build a relationship. And what happened was, over about 8 months, Mike gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, what's happened there is we've continued to build a relationship, and he's working on me. He's Proverbs 27:17, you know, his iron sharpens iron. He's smoothing out some of the rough edges on me through a guy. I was on a flight going from Toronto to Vancouver. Pat Coyle is number two for the Toronto Rock. That's lacrosse. Probably the toughest. There's no place to hide when you're playing lacrosse. So anyways, he's sitting three seats over from me. He's got this great huge ring on his finger. Says The Rock. So I began to build a relationship for 3-4 hours with Pat Coyle. He's a professional lacrosse player. Lives in Vancouver but plays for Toronto. But through our relationship, I had an opportunity to pray for him. I got a testament into his hand. See, God will orchestrate for divine appointments, divine connections, and Holy Ghost setups for you in your life if you're open to it and be looking and not looking at people in the negative side, looking at the goodness of them. And guess what happened? The Rock, I think they'd lost their first two games. They're in first place right now. I've been praying for Pat Coyle. So I told him before the end of the year, I'm going to go to a Rock game. So that's just a little tidbit for you there. Friends, I'm up here to tell you about the Gideons and the goodness of the Gideons and how the Gideons has been a ministry. Praise God for the Canadian Bible Society. We partner with the Canadian Bible Society because we can't get all the languages of scriptures in the foreign language, so we partner with the Canadian Bible Society. We'll purchase them in large quantities so that we can get them into the hands of the unsaved. That's what the ministry is about. Partnering with churches, partners with friends, partners with their neighbors to tell them about the goodness of God. So point number two is towards. Point number three is the goal. Our goal, our prize is heaven. Our goal is to take others with us, depopulate hell and populate heaven. And it's pretty easy. Just be continually, be faithful and faithful. Sharing about the love of Jesus. You know, there's more Christians are so sad. Man, they're going around, they're, you know, like you said, or Brian said, smile! Jesus loves you. Smile means saying much in a loving expression. It takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. 5 to smile, 7 to frown. It's your choice. Praise the Lord. Friends, that's why we ask people to get involved in the Gideon ministry, to be able to touch lives, because the goal of the prize is to see people come to Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's about seeing people come to that place where you've taken the time to reach out and touch somebody. I heard a story one time about a lady that she was doing her dishes, and the Lord had spoken to her. He says, I want you to make a coffee cake for the lady two doors down. So she did. She made this coffee cake, went over, presented it to the lady. They continued to build their relationship, and this lady that she gave the coffee cake to came to Jesus. She was doing her dishes again one day, and the Lord spoke to her and said, I want you to make a bundt cake for the lady on the other side. She says, oh no, Lord, I only do coffee cakes. You know? Friends, you have opportunities to reach people with the gospel of Jesus. I've blown it. I've missed opportunities not to share Jesus. But you know one of the things I found? I've never seen an unhappy soul winner. The same thing with the young people. Friends, they're our generation. They're the generation that are going to come and probably leave us in the dust. But we need to leave a legacy for them. And praise God for this couple. Got their family here in the church, and there was two or three little ones there. And Mom, you had three. Praise God that the children are here, and you've got a ministry for the children down there. But we need to be reaching out, loving on these young people. Because if we don't reach and love on these people, they're going to get to that place, and they're going to get discouraged. Why do I come to church? I used to hate coming to church. But you know what? God had his hand on me. I didn't know in the RCMP I'd be in full-time ministry until I went to an Alliance church in Ottawa, and God began to work on me. God began to work on me. And I said I'd probably do administration. I was so admired your desk this morning. My desk has got so much stuff on there, and I used to be really had all my ducks in order and things like this. They say the sign of an empty desk, or sign of a cluttered desk is a cluttered mind. The sign of an empty desk is... Friends, what's the prize that we're going for? The prize is in 1 Corinthians 12:28. It talks about the ministry of helps. There's a little word in there in 1 Corinthians 12:28, the word helps. Having enough loving people sharing or serving. Praise God, I saw Eric this morning out there greeting people. Man doing sound at the back. Brian's leading worship. You ladies did a tremendous job, and you were drilling on the carpet, but that's all right with the trumpet. It's all right. Being faithful, fulfilling your call. You know, we got a lot of Christians that are trying to be in music ministry and they couldn't carry a note. Or, I want to do this or I want to do that. No, God, all he asked us to do was to be faithful, because when it all comes down at the end of the... all I want to hear is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And that's all the Lord's asking us to be. And this is all that we're asked to do, is press towards the mark. But don't look back. You see, I've run enough road races. I ran indoors one winter in Ottawa. And I ran the 3,000 meters. And I ran it in 9 minutes and 58 seconds. I couldn't do that now. I said, forget the former things. But you see, one thing in road racing, you never look back. And we've all got to that place, or we've all been to that place that somebody's abused us. Not physically, maybe, but said something to you. We got a lot of Christians running around with a big V in their forehead as victims. We are victorious through the blood of Jesus. And you've got a body of believers here that want to touch this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you see, it's not about us, as the song says. It's all about you, Jesus. And being a witness. You know, if you have difficulty witnessing, I did the same thing. We'll do a real special for you. We've got some testaments out there. And if you want to come out, especially your kids in grade 5, if you didn't get a testament, but if you want to come out, we'll give you a testament. I'm breaking policy, but today it's all right. That you'll have an opportunity just to share your faith with somebody. Because the first time you do it, it's very, very difficult. But the next time, it becomes easier and easier and easier. And I really encourage this congregation just to stay the course. You got a wonderful facility here. You got wonderful people. You got the love of Jesus in you. You want to see people's lives touched and changed. And you've got wonderful pastoral staff and elders here. I mean, you're reaching out, you're into prayer. Praise God that you can get men to come to a prayer meeting at 6 in the morning. That's awesome. Ladies, you're out touching other people, reaching other ladies that may never go to a church, but they know how faithful you are. They know the credibility that you have. They know that, I don't know this lady, but you know, she'll come up to somebody and just put their arm around them at a time of need. And there's others are the same thing. And that's what it's about, because you see, before you can get somebody to come into a church, they got to know your love. And that's really what Jesus was all about. It was about the love. So, I've talked about press, I've talked about toward, and I've talked about the goal. But I want to close with one thing. When I left the RCMP, I asked for two things. My pension, praise the Lord for that. Right, Brian?
Amen.
Amen. But I also asked for one thing. I had to turn in my gun. Never shot anybody, by the way. Had enough difficulty shooting the target. But I asked for a set of handcuffs. I had to turn mine in, but there was this set that was broken. And I don't know why I asked for it at the time, but I did ask for it. And you'll notice that one of these handcuffs are broken. They're not of much use. I just used to use them before I was saved for opening beer bottles. Before I was saved. I don't drink now, just the new wine. But you see, that broken handcuff represents our lives. Because at some point before we came to Jesus Christ, our lives were broken. You see, I wasn't a gutter drunk, but I was enough of a drunk that I caused dream pain and others' pain, and myself in the long run was pain. But you see, what happens is, just like on these handcuffs, there's a little locking pin, and if I flip that on, it won't click. So I flip that over, and they'll lock these in. So what happens is, just like us, when we come to that place and say, God, I need your help. My life's a mess. If we allow God to do that, the Holy Spirit will come in, lock the sin in our life or whatever's going on, and just like this handcuff, we'll open it up. And instead of turning a broken handcuff, can turn it into a heart of love. That's what it's about. American Express says, don't leave home without it. If you don't know Jesus today, I encourage you. Phenomenal church here. I said to myself, God, this has got to be a divine appointment for somebody. So if you don't know Jesus, I'd encourage you to come and see some of the staff here after. Come and see Mr. Lloyd. But friends, it's all about Jesus. It's not about us.